I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Holy Hour of Power, the Terry and Jesse Show. My name is Jesse Romero. I am a Latin lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Latin lover of Our Lady.
And I'm Terry Barber, the Lebanese lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Lebanese lover of our Lord and our Blessed Mother. Jesse, I'm so excited Monday morning to be here to share the good news of Jesus Christ with people. This show is going to be very uplifting and also informative. Number one, we're going to talk about Archbishop Vigano in regards to the U.S. election regarding reality is denied, but the truth will prevail. We're also going to take another second article by Archbishop Vigano revealing details, including names, about the homosexual lobby in the Vatican. Why this is important to expose this pus. It's really important, I'd say, to get over it. And also, your friend and our friend of the show, Father Chad Ripperger, calls the faithful to recite prayers to bind the evil spirits and the satanic forces until the election oddities are resolved. And Jess, I've got one more good news story. You probably hadn't heard, but I just got this over the weekend, that the Marin District Attorney has decided to prosecute the charges of felony vandalism. Represents the first time that any of the lawbreakers attacking statues like St. Onipero Serra and other acts of vandalism on the Catholic Church property across California will be held accountable for their actions in the court of law. Archbishop Cordeleon says this is a breakthrough moment for Catholics. Jess, as a cop, I'm sure you're glad to see that happening, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll tell you why it's important, because it's called the broken law a theory. Here's what happens, and law enforcement has seen this time and time again.
Sure.
When you allow people to come into a neighborhood and start writing graffiti on a wall, break windows, and start, you know, urinating on the sidewalk, what happens is that crime starts incrementally. It starts increasing in the neighborhood, because the good people say, "Wow, we're being held under siege in our own house." Good people start moving out. And so you got, you know, bad people continue to move in again, because the broken glass syndrome means that when something is broken, right, or when there's graffiti on the wall, the city or the neighborhood has to attack it immediately, clean it off, put a new window, tell people you can't be urinating on the sidewalk. That's the way you fight to preserve something. But in our country, by allowing these anarchists, Terry,
yes,
it just we're giving them a foothold into these cities.
Well said. And Jess, before we get into all this, we're going to open up our Bibles for the readings at Mass today, and whether you're going to take the first reading or the second reading. This is the end of our liturgical year, folks. So Book of Revelation is being read, and we're talking about the second coming. But Jess, let's go ahead and read the scriptures to our folks and get some soul food in, because that's number one here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Yeah, I think the first reading today we're going to be able to get
Revelation.
More meat out of it for the audience.
Sure.
Yeah, it's the first reading at Holy Mass today, and it's the Book of Revelation chapter 1 to chapter 2. Mm-hmm. It says this: the revelation of Jesus Christ. By the way, the word revelation, it's a Greek word that means to draw open the curtain. That's what it means. In Greek and in Hebrew, it's like to draw open a curtain so you can see inside the sanctuary. That's what revelation means in Greek and in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. In other words, John is opening up the curtain to heaven, so he's giving us a glimpse of heaven and the second coming of Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants what must happen soon. See, that's a revelation.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? He's going to show us what's going to happen. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who gives witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ by reporting what he saw. Notice, angels work for God, they're messengers. And notice what John the apostle is doing, is what we're called to do, is to give witness about our faith. It says, blessed is the one who reads aloud, And blessed are those who listen to this prophetic message and heed what is written in it. For the appointed time is near. It's talking about the judgment of the Jews in the first century and also eschatologically the second coming of Christ. Something also very interesting, of the 73 books of the Bible, this is the only book that promises you a blessing if you read this book. Did you catch that?
Yes.
This is the only book of the Bible, of the 73 books, that says if you read this book, even if you struggle through it,
right,
you're going to receive a blessing. Then it says, goes on to say, John to the seven churches in Asia. That's modern-day Turkey today, by the way. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne. That's a reference to Jesus Christ when it says who is, who was, who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne. What does that mean? It means that the word seven is a number of perfection, the number of completion. It means that God, his Holy Spirit, sees everything, every part of the universe. There's nothing unseen by God. That's what that means. I heard the Lord saying to me, to the angel of the church in Ephesus, write this. Now, John the Apostle, historically, he's writing to seven churches in Asia, modern-day Turkey. And by the way, those were Catholic strongholds back at the time of the apostles. Now, there's hardly a Catholic presence in those seven churches in Asia Minor. They are almost like 95% Islamic strongholds. Mm-hmm. So the church has basically lost, as John the Apostle says, her lampstand. You'll see the next verse. The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, that's Jesus Christ, the Lord, and walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, says this. So here's the Lord Jesus. He's about to do an indictment upon the early church. It says, I know your works, your labor, and your endurance, and that you cannot tolerate the wicked. You have tested those who call themselves apostles but are not, and discovered that they are imposters. Very interesting. I would say, just like John saw that there was imposters in the church back in the first century, there are imposters in the Catholic Church today, and I think Archbishop Vigano is calling them by name, by
Amen.
The way. It goes on to say, and he says, apostles but are not, and discover that they are imposters. Moreover, you have endurance and have suffered for my name, and you have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have lost the love you had at first. Realize how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lampstand means your place, your standing in the body of Christ. You're standing in the kingdom of heaven. Lampstand is something that it emits light. So you're a light in the kingdom of heaven. But our Lord is telling the church at Ephesus, he says, for at first he compliments them, but he says, I have this against you, church at Ephesus. He goes, you no longer love me like you once did. You've lost your first love. And I think that's also an indictment, Terry, on the church in America, the church in Rome and the Vatican. I think that many people in high places have lost their love of Jesus Christ, and now they put social justice, they put plastics in the ocean, they put the new Green Deal, they put recycling, they put all these other things, Mother Earth, Pachamama, they put all these things before Jesus Christ. I think much of the church today has lost their first love, Jesus, and in this show, we're calling Catholics to go back to Jesus as our first love so that he can bring order out of the disorder that we're living in right now.
And I think our Bishop Joseph Strickland would agree wholeheartedly with that, Jesse. He would include, he said that we've lost the supernatural look on our faith. In other words, we've thrown out the supernatural aspects of our faith and replaced it with man-made. I have to give you an example of that. This is a gentleman who texted me this, Jess, and this will make you laugh. It's at St. Peter's Anglican Church on their marquee. It says, thou shall wear a mask, Hygienist 2:20. See, the point of it is that's their Bible,
Wow. Okay,
wearing a mask. Yeah. And I'm sorry to have to say that. Whatever happened to the supernatural aspect of our faith? We've got to bring that back. And I think Archbishop Vigano's doing that, and Bishop Joseph Strickland is doing that. So I think
we're trying to do it here.
Yeah, we're trying to do it at Virgin Most Powerful because holiness. Everybody, it's easy to complain. Everybody, it's easy, but it's tougher to live a life of Christ's life in you and living a holy life. Because let's face it, it's not easy. Hey, Jess, I want to get Fulton Sheen in before the quick break. Hey, Fulton Sheen ahead. He says this: very few people believe in the devil these days, which suits the devil very well. He's always helping to circulate the news of his own death. The essence of God is existence, and he defines himself, I am who am. The essence of the devil is a lie, and he defines himself as, I am who am not. Satan has very little trouble with those who do not believe in him. They are already on his side. Jesse, I took this because of that first reading of the Bible from our readings of Mass. We have forgotten that good and evil exist, and we think that there's no supernatural aspect of the devil, that he's a figment of our imagination. Cut it out. Let's bring it back. Let's bring back that good time religion that says we're sinners, we need redemption, and we need to repent of our sins. We come back. Someone who's calling us to repentance is Archbishop Vigano when it comes to the reality and the denial, but that truth will prevail here in America and all throughout the world. This is a man who's standing up for the truth. And I keep saying that, Jesse. What is the truth? Because that's what our Lord said. That's what sets us free. We're going to come right back. In about 30 seconds, we'll break and have your friends tell your friends to join us. Please like us on YouTube. We got another 1,500 or 1,000 more people coming on brand new, and I want to welcome you. We do that because you've liked us. Tell your friends to do that with social media, Facebook. That's how we're growing here at Virgin Most Powerful. We'll be back with more to inspire you, yes, you, to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com. Code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Blue Collar Catholic Radio, Straight Talk Catholicism. Did you know that Archbishop Vigano has weighed on in the U.S. election? I'm sure glad he has.
Amen.
He says, reality is denied, but truth will prevail because we all know the truth will set you free. So he was interviewed by Edward Penton, and Edward Penton chronicles the following about Archbishop Vigano. He says that the world which we find ourselves living in is used to the expression from the gospel in Matthew 12:25, where it says, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. This division, it seems to me, consists of a split between reality and fiction. Objective reality on one side and fiction of the media on the other. This certainly applies to the pandemic, which has been used as a tool of social engineering that is instrumental to the Great Reset.
Yep.
In other words, taking us back to basically a world of socialism and communism. But it applies even more to the surreal American political situation in which the evidence of a colossal electoral fraud is being censored by the media. Thank you, Archbishop Vigano, for saying that.
Wow.
So obvious. And he says, the media, the fraud media, which now proclaims Joe Biden's victory as an accomplished fact. Vigano says, the reality of COVID is blatantly in contrast with what the mainstream media wants us to believe. But this is not enough to dismantle the grotesque castle of falsehoods to which the majority of the population conforms with resignation. In other words, he's calling most American liberals are sheeple. He says, in a similar way, the reality of electoral fraud, of blatant violations of the rules, and the systematic falsification of the results contrasts with the narrative given to us by the information giants who say that Joe Biden is the new president of the United States, period. And so it must be. There are no alternatives, either to the supposed devastating fury of a seasonal flu that caused the same number of deaths as last year, or to the inevitability of the election of a candidate who is corrupt and subservient to the deep state. That's Joe Biden. In fact, Biden has already promised to restore the lockdown. Terry?
Yes, he says reality no longer matters. See, that's what I said. What is the truth? It is absolutely irrelevant when it stands between the conceived plan and its realization. COVID and Biden are two holograms, two artificial creations. Boy, he's hitting hard, Jess. Yeah. Ready to be adapted time and time again to the contingent needs of the respectively replaced when necessary with COVID-21 and Kamala Harris. Boy, is he predicting the future? The accusations are irresponsibility thrown at Trump supporters for holding rallies vanish as soon as Biden supporters gather in the streets, as they have already happened for the BLM demonstrations. What is criminal for some people is permitted for others, without explanation, without logic, without rationality. The mere fact of being on the left of the voting for Biden, of putting on the mask, is a pass to do anything. He says it so well, Jess. He says, while simply being on the right, voting for Trump, or questioning the effectiveness of masks like I do, is sufficient reason for condemnation and an execution that does not require any evidence or a trial. They are ipso facto, in other words, labeled as fascists, sovereignists, populist deniers, and those labeled with those social stigmas are supposed to simply, silently withdraw. Jess, before we continue on here, I just want to say something to get it off my chest. I read these articles two or three times. Over the weekend, I was thinking, and I just told you this off the air. I said, Jess, this is how I see it. And he said, yeah, here's what I said. I see President Trump and I see Archbishop Vigano as two men proclaiming the truth about the deep state. One, in the government of the United States, that's President Trump. And two, Archbishop Vigano, the deep state in the Catholic Church. And he's calling us out. And you know what he's doing, Jess? He's got the guts, okay, to call out even the Holy Father with respect and saying, wait a minute, Holy Father, you knew about McCarrick. I told you about it. Please, let's talk about the truth about McCarrick so that the people who are connected with McCarrick will be fired. And then President Trump, the same thing with the U.S. government. The truth is what matters when it comes to the life of unborn babies. Now, let me just finish this thought and then tell me I'm all wet, Jess. My thought is this, that Archbishop Vigano is doing something that takes courage that many of us will not do. I'll give you an example. If Terry Barber at Virgin Most Powerful was, let's say, committing adultery publicly and having relations with other women, and Jess Romero said, "Terry, you can't be on the air. You can't be doing that. You're with Virgin Most Powerful. You're supposed to be proclaiming the gospel. You're done." And I would say the same thing. "Jess Romero, you're playing on both sides of the fence. You're done." You see, leadership has to be more than talk. It exceeds the demand. You have to show me.
Terry, I know that because you've actually fired people in your apostolate for exactly that. So,
but I'm asking the Pope to do the same thing. That's what you've done. Yeah, because we got to clean out. We got to clean out the Catholic Church from the pus of homosexuality. You're going to see longer in this article some things that go on, and he's naming names, and you're saying, "Well, he shouldn't do that." No, for the sake of the truth and the gospel being proclaimed, we can't have people in the church who are in positions of power or authority living a double life. End of story, Jess. Continue with you. I just had to get that off my chest.
Yeah, and you mentioned something about the masks. The article mentioned something about the masks. I just want to just digress for a second.
Go ahead. I had to get that off my chest.
I want to just say that there's at least two doctors.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Robert Zollner in another article and Dr. James Meehan.
Yep.
They're saying, Terry, that right now,
As a
result of people wearing masks, nobody cleans them. Y'all know that.
Yep.
People just put them on, put them in their pocket, put them in their car, in the back seat, in the glove box.
Yep.
So the doctors are seeing right now there's a rise in facial rashes, fungal infections in the face, bacterial infections in the face, and reports are coming from colleagues all over the world of medicine. They're also saying that bacterial pneumonias are on the rise. And they're saying that this is directly connected with the rise of mask wearing. I just thought I would just digress.
Yeah, Jess, you should, because let's just be honest about it. Let's be brutally honest. We've got doctors that say they don't even work. And also, not only that problem, what about dementia? In other words, circulation of air into your brain. If you continue to wear these masks, the doctors I've talked to or I've read their articles, you're going to be finding a lot of younger people having problems with dementia. In other words, their shrinkage of the brain because of lack of oxygen. See, this is all a phony. I mean, people say, "Terry, you're fake news." No, you're fake news. Show me the facts, because I want to know the truth about this. I see it as manipulation to the hill, Jess.
That's right. And I know, Terry, some people say that Archbishop Vigano, they're saying, "Well, you know, he shouldn't be mentioned. He shouldn't be mentioning people's names."
I've heard that.
Then that's not nice. Well, you know what, Terry? St. Paul in the Bible, when he would mention heretics, he mentioned their names.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Look what he says about these two heretics. He says, "Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have swerved from the truth by holding that the resurrection is already past." Then in 1 Timothy chapter 1:19, he names two heretics again.
Yeah.
He says, "Holding faith in good conscience, certain persons have made shipwreck of their faith, among them Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme." So when St. Paul ran across heretics in his day and age, he called them by name. And that's exactly what Vigano's doing also.
And go ahead, Jesse.
Vigano says, "We have seen this with the contemptuous comments responding to my words about the children of light and the children of darkness, as if my apocalyptic tones were the fruit of a ravingly mad mind and not the simple observation of reality." So he's talking about people that have criticized him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wrote to President Trump that we have two teams on the world, children of light, children of darkness.
Yep.
All he did was quote the Bible, 1 John 3:10. So people don't believe in the Bible if they're taking on Archbishop Vigano. That's all I could say. He says, but by disrespectfully rejecting this biblical division of humanity, children of light and children of darkness, they have actually confirmed it. restricting to themselves alone the right to give the stamp of social, political, and religious legitimacy. In other words, he's talking about the liberals and progressives that he says they are the good ones. Even, you know, in other words, they're making themselves out to be the good ones, even if they support the killing of the innocent.
Yep.
And we're supposed to get over it?
No way.
They are the ones supporting democracy, even in order to win elections, they must always resort to deception and fraud, even fraud that is blatantly evident. They call them, you know, he's making fun. He says, so these liberals are defenders of freedom? Really? Even if they deprive us of it day after day. And he's talking about these liberals. They are objective and honest. Really? Even if their corruption and their crimes are now obvious even to the blind. The dogma that they, the liberals, despise and deride in others is indisputable and incontrovertible when it is they who promote it. Vigano says one more. He says
the best part, Jess, is coming when he says, but I've said previously. That, to me, about the truth. That,
okay. But as I have said previously, talking about the progressive left globalists, mm-hmm. they are forgetting a small detail.
Right.
A particular that they cannot understand. The truth exists in itself.
Repeat that again.
The truth exists in itself.
He nailed it.
It exists regardless of whether there is someone who believes it, because the truth possesses in itself ontologically its own reason for validity. The truth cannot be denied because it is an attribute of God.
Could you repeat that last statement?
He says the truth is an attribute of God. He says it is of God himself.
Amen.
And everything that is true participates in this primacy over lies. We can thus be theologically and philosophically certain that these deceptions, ours are numbered, because it will be enough to shine light on them to make them collapse. Light and darkness precisely. So let us allow the light to be shed on the deceptions of Biden and the Democrats without taking even one step back. The fraud that they have plotted against President Trump and against America will not remain standing for long, nor will the worldwide fraud of COVID, the responsibility of the Chinese dictatorship, the complicity of the corrupt and the traitors, and the enslavement of the deep church.
Does this give you great hope, Jesse?
Absolutely.
I got so helpful with that paragraph when I said that was my favorite paragraph. When we come back,
he ends by saying, do you see the way everything fits together?
Absolutely. And we're going to talk more when we come back here with Archbishop Vigano on Virgin Most Powerful Radio here at the Terry and Jesse Show. I told you I'd inspire you through Vigano to fall deep in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. More with Archbishop Vigano. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Logan, what has Virgin Most Powerful Radio done for you?
Well, Virgin Most Powerful Radio, I got to say, I've been a listener for about a year now, and it's really helped me grow closer to my faith and the fact that I'm listening and I'm getting unsugar-coated, clear, charity with clarity Catholicism. And it's really helped me even, you know, grow so much deeper in my faith as a young man and discern the priesthood and have a love for Jesus Christ. And this is so seen on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful, the unsugar-coated, clear truth of our Catholic faith that is so lacking today. It's almost like the Terry and Jesse Show. It's the orange juice Catholicism. It's filling things up. I just need to give them a shout-out, my praise. I'm just so appreciative. It's just really helped me, and I know now people want to hear this. It inspires me to want to speak it, and it inspires me to even go as far as discerning the priesthood to think I should speak this. We need to stand up for our beautiful faith. This is this unsugar-coated beauty, and this is just what I've seen on the Terry and Jesse Show. I encourage so many listeners to start donating and support this cause. It has just really impacted my life, and all I just want to give is some praise to it.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR. and may God richly bless you and your family.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Blue Collar Catholic Radio.
Wow.
Terry, there's an old saying of St. John Bosco says, tell me who your friends are, yeah, and I'll tell you who you are.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
And it's also in Scripture, St. Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he says, verse 33, he says, a bad company corrupts good morals. So you have to watch who you hang out with. Well, this one article, Terry, it's rather long, but I'm just going to give just kind of the overview of it.
So good, though, Jesse.
Yeah, it's a good article. It says Archbishop Vigano reveals details, including names about the homosexual lobby in the Vatican. The homosexual lobby is called, by the way, it's called the St. Gallen Mafia. And there's a lot of good articles written by LifeSite, Church Militant, other people on the history of the St. Gallen Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
But Archbishop Vigano, Terry, he names the people that Pope Francis has surrounded himself with.
Right.
This is the inner circle of Pope Francis. And here's a few of the names. Cardinal Maradiaga, Pineda, Peña Parra, Zanqueira. Okay, there's these four that are basically the gist of the article. These are the magic circle of Pope Francis, and they're part of the Lavender Mafia, Terry, and they're part of this homosexual lobby, and they are personally compromised themselves, and so now it all makes sense to me. Pope Francis is, and it pains me, by the way, my heart is pierced as I say this.
Yes, me too.
Pope Francis's position on civil unions, the reason it's soft and the reason it goes against what St. John Paul II said and Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger says, the reason it goes against prior teachings of the church, his theological opinion to a couple of cameramen, is because, he surrounded himself by people that are compromised, people that have already a history of homosexuality accusations. Some of them have actually been, they're more than accusations. And so this is his inner circle. And Terry, these are corrupt, perverted, notoriously corrupt men who are implicated in sexual and financial scandals. And now it makes sense to me why Pope Francis made that statement, again, to a news camera crew, where he seems to be very soft on the whole issue of civil unions, that he's okay with it. Terry, your comments?
Well, yeah, my comments are what you just said, Jesse. I agree totally with what you're saying. We are in deep trouble here. And Archbishop Vigano doesn't mix words. And he also says this, Jesse, that, Archbishop Gomez, my bishop in my diocese of Los Angeles, he was disturbed when, quite frankly, he was disturbed by the declarations of the United States President of the Bishops' Conference, immediately republished by the Vatican News, which said that basically congratulations to the second Catholic president in the history of the United States.
What?
Apparently forgetting, that this gentleman, Biden, is a avid pro-abortionist, a supporter of the LGBT. He's actually married men, supposedly marriages, in the White House when he was the vice president. And so what President Trump is saying, what Archbishop Vigano is saying is that Archbishop Gomez is profaning the memory of the Cristero movements of his own country right now. And he's saying that America people have spoken. These frauds that have been denounced, widely proven, matter little, annoying that this is what they're saying. Jesse, Our own bishop here in the United States, the only bishop who also made this comment was Bishop Strickland. He said something similar, but I think in just as strong. He said, this is a tweet last on the 11th of November, a dark cloud has descended on this nation when the UCCB and Planned Parenthood speak in unison in support of the Biden-Harris administration, so-called, until we don't know until the January, administration that supports the slaughter of innocent children by abortion for all 9 months. See, there are bishops who are speaking up. I think Vigano's inspiring, I hope, more bishops to speak up on this because, Jesse, this is not right. And when you ask me what my thoughts are, my thought is this is a John the Baptist, man. Archbishop Vigano's calling us out to say, what is the truth here? So don't make it up to be politically correct. This political correctness is destroying our church, and it's destroying the country.
Yeah, this article is called, if you want to read all of it, it's called Vigano Reveals Details, Including Names,
horrible,
about homosexual lobby in the Vatican. And again, the article also says, in other articles that we've covered in the past, is that there's a financial scandal and a sexual scandal in the church. And it's interesting the way St. Paul, that's his connection in Ephesians 5:5, he says that the love of money, and also says in sexual immorality, he says, is the new form of idolatry.
Jesse.
And that's what we see right now, Terry.
You're right.
Ephesians 5:5 coming to life. St. Paul warned us, it's the love of money and sexual immorality, which is now the basic idolatry of modern man.
And what is Archbishop Vigano giving us as action items as lay people? Here's what he says. American Catholics, speaking mostly to the people who are here, must multiply their prayers and beg the Lord for a special protection for President of the United States. I ask priests, especially during these days, to recite the exorcism against Satan and the apostate angels and to celebrate votive mass. It's pro defenso. How's that say in Latin, Jess? What's that say in Latin? Pro defensi Buddhist? How does that say?
Yeah, I think you got it right. Okay.
Let us confidently ask for the intervention of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to whose immaculate heart we consecrate the United States and America and to the entire world. Well, let's face it. Our country was consecrated for the Immaculate Conception, Immaculate Heart. Same thing to Our Lady, and he knows it. So what is our action item? Live holy. And also pray for our priests, bishops, and the Holy Father every Thursday night here at our Sacred Heart Chapel. Yes, we go inside the church, get down on our knees, rip out our rosary, and start squeezing our rosary together, praying the rosary for Holy Father, for the Pope, for the bishops, for everyone in our priests, because on Thursday, that commemorates the institution of the Holy Eucharist. I would ask all of us, don't be just saying, well, this is terrible. No, react with a spiritual reaction with your prayers and sacrifices for Holy Mother the Church, and we're in desperate need of you, our listener, to be praying for the Pope, the bishops, and our priests, because where the leaders take us, that's where the church is going.
Okay, I saw where you're at. You're in the second article. Yeah, I found it. And that's an important point that Archbishop Vigano made. I don't know if they're doing it, but I hope they are. I hope, and he's called for them to do that.
To get the heavy artillery.
For all the bishops
to
start doing the exorcism prayer against Satan and the apostate angels from the cathedrals.
Yes.
Every single bishop in the United States. And I'll tell you why.
Tell me, Jess.
I'll tell you why the theology of this is so important. And that's why Father Ripperger is calling all the bishops to do this. Father Fortea is calling all the bishops to do this. And Archbishop Vigano.
Yes.
Why? Because there's levels to prayer. People don't realize this is the biblical theology of prayer.
Yeah, explain
that there are levels to prayer. In other words, and the most powerful form of a prayer, obviously, is the holy sacrifice of the Mass.
Amen.
But outside of that, I mean, that's the most perfect prayer par excellence. But when it comes to just Catholic prayers outside of Mass, there's this distinction that exorcists will make. For example, if I pray and if you pray basic Catholic prayers, exorcists would call that that, you know, we're gaining, it's comparable to small arms fire, light weapons fire, like, you know, Glocks,
yes,
you know, rifles. That's me and Terry praying, sure, and you, okay? Small arms fire, light weapons fire.
Get now, the artillery out, man.
Right. Now, when we as lay Catholics move into deeper prayer, like, yeah, spiritual warfare prayer, deliverance prayers,
yep,
exorcists now say that now we're using heavy artillery military weapons, okay?
Yep.
We're like launching munitions that have a far range, you know, a lot further than just infantry firearms. Mm-hmm. And so that's what deliverance prayers are. They're heavy artillery weapons, and you know, they're invented to breach the walls of the diabolical, to destroy the fortifications of the diabolical. So that's what deliverance prayers are, heavy artillery weapons. Now, when a priest or a bishop prays the rite of exorcism or chapter 3, the prayer against apostate angels, boy, oh boy,
look,
that's
out,
the highest form of prayer. That's
it.
Like, exorcists say that's like carpet bombing, okay? Literally. Hey, that's way beyond, like, what I do every day. I do small arms fire, it's called a small arm and light weapons assault, okay? That's what I do. Glocks, 22s, shotguns, that's me. Delivering prayers, it's a little bit, it's an AR-15. But a bishop or a priest doing chapter 3 of the rite of exorcism, that's like carpet bombing. And carpet bombing, just imagine, it's known as saturation bombing. It's a large area of bombardment with prayer, but it's done to inflict the maximum amount of damage. And again, this evokes images of explosions covering an area. And so if every priest would do what Archbishop Vigano is saying and go to their cathedrals or basilicas and pray the prayer against Satan by Saint Michael and the apostate angels, that's called chapter 3 of the rite of exorcism, we would see a pushback against the diabolical unlike anything else. But I think, again, not enough bishops are doing this, but also priests can do this. If there's any priest listening to me, you can ask your bishop, can I do chapter 3 from my parish? And can I get all the priests in the deanery to do chapter 3? Because this is the carpet bombing that we as Catholics have, but if we're not using it, we're not going to be pushing back against the diabolical. Again, it's the Matthew 7:7 principle. Ask and you'll receive. And chapter 3 is very specific the way we're asking God to drive back the demons.
We are soldiers for Christ. We hear that in our music and our Terry and Jesse show. And Church Militant, that's us right now. Remember, Church Triumphant, they're in heaven. Church Suffering, purgatory. Right now, Church Militant is called to arms, spiritual arms.
Right. Yep.
We're going to come right back and continue to talk with Archbishop Vigo's article, but also we're going to talk a little bit about Father Chad Ripperger calling us the faithful to recite those prayers to bind the evil spirits and satanic forces until this election oddities are resolved. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. We'll be right back.
Genesis 1:27 says, God created man in his own image. Male and female he created them. According to Pope St. John the 23rd, it is not true that some human beings are by nature superior and others inferior. All human beings are equal in their natural dignity. May God help us to look upon everyone as a person created in his image and likeness, and treat everyone the same without favoritism or prejudice.
Tummy.
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
We're back, Blue Collar Catholic Radio, the Terry and Jesse Show. Archbishop Migno is a blessing to the Catholic Church right now. He's our John the Baptist of the Catholic Church. And it's funny that he's in exile. John the Baptist, you'll find some of the great prophets in the Old Testament, New Testament, St. Paul. They had to live in exile for a while, Terry, because sometimes the truth will cost you even your own life. Okay. Yeah, just want to mention that for those of you that are wondering, what can I do on a spiritual level right now? Well, guess what? Father Chad Ripperger, who's the Catholic exorcist, he's calling on all the faithful to recite a prayer to bind the evil spirits and satanic forces until the election oddities are resolved. And so Father Ripperger is asking Catholic Christians to recite this prayer. It's in our ongoing battle against evil and the evil one. And we're truly in a battle between goodness and truth and the horrors of Satan's lies. And he's using politicians again to promote deception and to promote falsehood. And so there is a concerted effort by powerful forces to lord over all of us as Catholics and as Americans and as people of goodwill. So here's the prayer that Father Ripperger is asking us to pray every single day until these election oddities are resolved. So I'll pray it right now, but you can get this prayer by going to virginmostpowerful.org. It's on the show page, virginmostpowerful.org. Or you can also get it from my website, jessieromero.com. But here's the prayer goes. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's called a prayer of command. It says, in his name and by the power of his cross and blood, I ask Jesus to bind any evil spirits, forces, and powers of the earth, air, fire, or water, of the netherworld, and the satanic forces of nature. By the power of the Holy Spirit and by his authority, I ask Jesus to break any curses, hexes, or spells, and send them back to where they came from. If it be his holy will, I beseech thee, Lord Jesus, to protect us by pouring thy precious blood on us, my family, my country, etc., which thou hast shed for us, and I ask thee to command that any departing spirits leave quietly, without disturbance, and go straight to thy cross to dispose of as thou seest fit. I ask thee to bind any demonic interaction, interplay, or communications, and I place, we'll say, President Trump under the protection of the blood of Jesus Christ, which he shed for us. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That prayer is on virginmostpowerful.org, virginmostpowerful.org, or my website, jessieromero.com. It's a prayer being recommended by Father Chad Ripperger in this time of confusion that we find ourselves in, so that until we get resolution from this sham election, Terry.
Yeah. And Jesse, this prayer also can be prayed at your home. I'll give you an example. I've already encouraged families to do this where, for example, there's some problems that are going on at the home in regards to kids, individuals at the home. You pray this prayer every day to get rid of those evil spirits that are
right.
Coming in. It could be because, just here's an example. the kid's playing with the Ouija board, okay, and he brings it into the house. That's a problem. Dad, you need to pray. You need to obviously get rid of that Ouija board, but there needs to be prayers for protection for your family.
That's right.
And I suspect that, Jess, every father that's listening right now, print out that prayer on Jess's website or on Virgin Most Powerful's website or wherever you can get it on the internet and start praying that daily. It's in my Roman Missal, Jess, right here. And I pray that prayer because I want my house to be purified. I don't want evil in my home, and I'm sure you don't either.
That's an old Catholic prayer. It's not like some modern prayer. It's a very old Catholic prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer against the and Terry, I'll tell you.
Tell me.
I'll tell you how prayer is so powerful. I think like 2016, we did a show.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to remind you about.
Okay.
That back over in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
From 2008 to 2010.
Yep.
They had in 2 years they had 3,766 murders of innocent people in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.
Right.
And that's right across the border from El Paso, by the way. In case you're wondering where Ciudad Juarez is. Well. There was a priest who says, you know what? His name was Father Heilman. Not the same Heilman.
Not the same Heilman, no.
Not the same. It's another different Father Heilman. He spells it different. It's H-I-L-E-M-A-N. And he says, not on my watch. He was an Anglo priest out there in the diocese of Ciudad Juarez. So he called all his other priest friends, and they decided, he convinced them, said, we need to bring perpetual adoration to Ciudad Juarez. Some of the priests were incredulous. They say, well, how's that going to help? These cartels are just
supernatural. Are just,
some of them were like, what's that going to do? He said, trust me. He said, okay. All right, Father, we're going to follow your lead on this. You say that you've prayed about this, and this is what God wants you to tell us. So they did. So guess what? From 2010 to 2015, so in 5 years, once adoration chapels were started in Ciudad Juarez, there was the murders went down to 256 murders in 5 years. Once adoration chapel started there, well, guess what? Before adoration chapel started, from 2008 to 2010, in 2 years, there was 3,766 murders. So the murder rate, Terry, once adoration started, went down about 90%. And so that's the point that I'm making. Father Ripperger, it's basically, he knows all this stuff, and he knows the power of prayer because, again, we're fighting not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and demons in high places. And the way you fight them is through prayer. Prayer's an offensive weapon that drives them back. It hurts them. You got the desert fathers like Saint Isaac of Syria.
Yeah.
They say that every time you pray, it causes a demon torment. It tortures them. It's like waterboarding them.
Yeah.
You even have the church fathers, Saint Cyprian of Carthage. You got Tertullian back in the second century. They're saying that prayer causes injury to demons.
That's
this
right.
is long-standing Catholic teaching. This is nothing new. And so this is, I think, why Father Ripperger is calling all of us to start praying this prayer against evil so we can start putting a 30-round magazine into our prayer life.
Well said. And we recall, Jesse, you were gone last Thursday doing your work with the movie, with the theater, the movie that you put out. Kevin O'Brien from Wisconsin was sharing with us how they're starting perpetual Eucharistic adoration, and they're taking adoration out onto the streets and the rosary out to the streets. It's called uniteournation.net, and they have a how-to kit to do it at your parish or your community. So why are we saying this? Because prayer works, Jesse. That's what Father Ripperger is saying. And Kevin O'Brien, when we had the whole hour, he told us some amazing stories in Kenosha, Wisconsin, when all that violence was going on. What did Kevin O'Brien, he's a football player, 6'4", 254-pound man, but he led the team. He led the team out to pray the rosary, to bring our Eucharistic Lord out with his parish priest, and it just the difference in this town, when you hear the stories of the police, they were crying. They were so happy to see Catholics out there with their beads, squeezing their beads, and the priest coming out with the monstrance and blessing people with Jesus Christ. That's what we need to be doing in our country today. And if you want to know more about it, Like I said, go to uniteournation.net or listen to Thursday's podcast. All you new YouTube listeners, this is really what the church teaches. The Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. I've already talked to my pastor. We're going to be going out to the streets of Covina with the Blessed Sacrament and our rosary in one hand, and we're going to share the gospel with people by sharing the Eucharist and the devotion to our Blessed Mother. That's what we need to be doing today, Jess.
And I'll tell you, I got to give the Protestants kudo because they're kind of doing something right now with their limited understanding of prayer.
Sure.
You know, they don't have the depth that we have as Catholics, meditative, contemplative prayer. Mm-hmm. But the Protestants are having around the country, it's called Jericho Marches.
That's right.
In fact, I participated this weekend down here in downtown Phoenix, in the state capital.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's about 5,000 people from Arizona.
Wow.
And we're just walking around the state capitol and people are praying.
That's awesome.
But the Protestants started this around the country. It's called the Jericho Mark. Walk around the state capitol seven times and pray.
Yep.
And so that's what people were doing. Very peaceful. And there's thousands of people out here.
That's awesome.
And no violence, no broken windows.
No.
Nobody punching each other in the face. Looting or robbing.
Nope.
People just walking around the state cap, thousands, and praying in their own little groups. You know, Protestants were praying in their own little groups. A lot of Catholics had their groups praying the Rosary, the Divine Mercy, praying other devotions.
Good.
And so it was the best of what America has to offer. So I got to give kudos to our Protestant brothers because they're trying to fight it also from a spiritual vantage point using prayer as well. It's called the Jericho Marches. And they're happening all around the country.
And that's what Kevin O'Brien is also doing with this uniteournation.net, the Jericho March, the Rosary, the Eucharistic Adoration, taking a monstrance with our Lord out there to the streets. You know what, Jess, I say this is our Catholic moment right now, bro. We have been, listen to this, everybody. You were not born in the 15th century last time I looked. You were born for this time, for this day. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to make some men feel guilty right now. All you guys that are retired right now, okay, Jess, I'm going to make, don't go golfing. Go into the church and pray and make reparation. Pray, get your beads out. Start praying. Be a man of prayer and take that time that you have retirement to do one thing, to share the gospel right now with a country that is in desperate need of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And women, I say the same thing. You're retired? You know what? The card games or whatever, get rid of them. Spend it in prayer before our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament. Your prayers are needed right now. We're at the end of our rope right now, Jess. What's happening right now is it's our moment right now to react. If we don't react now, game over, in my opinion, Jess.
Yep. Make sure that before you die, you leave it all out on the field. And so what is the good news? The good news is that God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die for our sins.
Yep.
We don't have to go to hell. Hell was made for the devil and his angels.
Right.
People that go to hell choose to go to hell, but we've got an emergency escape hatch.
Yep.
It's called the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's called the blood of Jesus. It's called the seven sacraments. And the heart of the good news is that salvation can be had by any person. Just will it. Just like St. Thomas Aquinas says, receive God's grace. Go receive the sacraments. Pray the rosary every day. Read your Bible every day.
It.
Penance, penance, penance. Remain in a state of grace by going to monthly confession and receive that sanctifying grace that makes us holy and gives us strength to make it through this valley of tears. Terry?
Amen, brother. Amen. What state should we be living in then, Jesse? State of grace.
State of
brother.
Grace.
You got it.
No,
you
don't
got
live
it.
In a state of mortal
Not
sin.
Not even for a second.
That's right.
Folks, we want to thank you. Are you inspired to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ? I hope so. Get those beads out. Get in the church. Start praying. Your prayers have profound effects on the church all over the world. Do you realize that one Hail Mary could save a life? May God richly bless you. Up next, Dr. Ed Mazza, and much more on the Virgin Most Powerful Radio. God love you.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to Thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou Thyself maintain them in holiness. O Divine and Great High Priest, may the power of Thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.